I will be introducing Reverend Reynolds J. Smith. He is the eldest brother of my mother. That is how we are connected. I have known him all my life. And by way of, I guess, maybe where he goes to church, he is a member and has been the member for Faith Baptist Church in Baltimore, Maryland. I attended there when I was a teen. And he was a deacon there for many years. And we were wondering, when in the world is this guy going to preach? Some men, when they are called to preach, you may scratch your head. This man, we were like, what took you so long? So, that being said, he is a very dear man, has been a great, great influence in my life, my godly life, my Christian life. I have not ever heard him say a cross word, and I am not kidding you. I have never heard him speak ill of anyone. I am very grateful to have had him in my life all this time, and I think the rest you'll hear today. So I will introduce to some and present to others Reverend Reynolds J. Smith.
What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord. And before I come, may I just take this off?
You sure?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Service has been rich, and I've shed some tears. And I'm so thankful to the Lord to be here in the house of the Lord in this worship service. It has been rich. And I want to just share with you my two loving sisters, Bertha Gorham and Sandy Elaine, oh Lord, Avens. We call each other every day. And I always call her Sandy girl or Laney. And who cares about the last name? I'm just so thankful to the Lord that I have my nieces. All of them are beautiful people, okay? And she's right about the fact that when her mother was ill, well, she's still ill, but living with her mother, I would come visit her, and I'd always have to have a service before we left to go back to Baltimore. And her girls was my choir. I said, all right, choir, come get together. We're going to do the service for Ethel. And I'm so grateful that my mother and father, their grandmother and grandfather, were children of the Lord. That's where I got my training. That's where they got theirs. And it's a blessing, isn't it? To see how the Lord works. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a long-winded preacher. I'm like a helicopter. I don't need much runway to get off. But they are just such a delight. And it's all the blessings of God. Not any of our doing, but the blessings of God. We just live before them how God has taught us to live. I am so thankful and so happy to be here. And I want to introduce to you my bride-to-be. May 6th. Lord willing, she's a member of Faith Baptist Church, and I would let her speak for herself. But I have to tell you this, how the Lord works. When my wife passed away last year, and Beulah is one of the committee members in Faith Baptist Church, and a Sunday school teacher. We both share Sunday school. And ironically, I went to her house to do some repairs. I thought, and her door was hanging off, storm door, and she asked me, could I repair it? Now, I put a roof on for her. Don't you think I would be? I'm a contractor by trade. Don't you think I would be able to repair a storm door? Well, install a new storm door. And so, as the Spirit would have it, we were talking about the storm door, and then I asked her, would you like to go to dinner with me one evening? And she said, yes. Oh, Lord. And it started from there. And we are both very good workers in Faith Baptist Church. But I have to tell you this, and then I'm going to preach. She said, Minister Smith, you know, there's one of the other members and I that was getting a list of possible names of ladies that you might want to date. this young lady here, okay? I'm saying, what? And she said, yes, Greta, to Shazo, and I was getting a list for you. And I said, well, was your name on the list? She said, no. And her sister had encouraged her to call me to fix her door. So after I took her to dinner, and she's always been a wonderful person, beautiful personality, and all of a sudden I took her to dinner, and we enjoyed dinner. I enjoyed talking to her. I said, can I take you to lunch? And I took her to lunch, and then I took her to dinner again. And the Spirit just said to me, this is the person that I really would want to marry. Yeah, I would like for her to say something. You know, it wouldn't be right for me to do all the talking. I'm going to preach y'all. But she should say something. Can she just say something? Beulah Pittman, soon to be Beulah Smith.
Good morning, Faith Bible Fellowship. It's really, it's an honor to be here this morning. And truly, this is a man of God. And I thank God for bringing Minister Smith into my life. Mm-hmm. And it was a while before I had even dated again. And I just said, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. Because when you're out dating and you're doing it on your own, when you think you're doing the right thing, you keep meeting the wrong people. So I just gave up and said, Lord, I'm going to be still and I'm going to wait on you. And I thank God I waited and I was still. And then God has sent Brother Smith in my life, and I thank God for him. You know, it's a blessing to be here this morning. And I thank God I had an opportunity to meet the sisters over the telephone. Never met them in person. And Sandy, of course, we call every morning just about. And we can't get very all the time.
She's on the go all the time.
But I just thank God for the fellowship of this family, the love that they have for one another. And had an opportunity to meet Lisa this weekend, yesterday. And Cindy, I mean, it's a lot of love in this family.
Amen.
And I thank God because I truly believe in the family, because God instituted the family. So the family is love, and I thank you, and I'm just blessed to be here. Thank you.
Amen. Certainly the Spirit is high and it's rich in this place, and we thank God for you who have come to share in this worship service. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Father in heaven, we come with grateful hearts, thanking you for the manifold blessings that you have bestowed along our path. As we come, Lord, we realize that we are sinners saved by grace. And it is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that we hear in his mercy. So as we come, Lord, we give you all the praise and all the honor, asking that you would hide your preacher behind the cross, that I may not be seen, but let the words of my mouth and the manifestation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O thou, my strength and my redeemer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
My friends, I would just like to share with you from, as the Spirit has laid on my heart, the 91st Psalm. I will read the first through the sixth verse. If you have your swords, you may open them. If you don't have them, I will be reading from the 91st Psalm, first through the sixth verse. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. us in the reading of the Holy Script. I would like to use, just for a sermonic theme, a sure dwelling place. A sure dwelling place. There's a great truth laid down in general that all those who live a life of communion with God are completely under His protection, and may therefore preserve a holy sincerity of mind at all times. One must read God's word every day, pray every day. And if you do that, then the Lord will change your heart, that you will be a servant. And that's what it's all about, being a servant for the Lord. You have to have a changed heart. You have to have a heart of worship, a heart of prayer, and a heart of service. Jesus said to His disciples, "Men may know thee that thou art my disciples if thou have love for one another." There's that word that you must have in order to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I know many of us here have great mansions, amen, many houses, and we have all of the things that God has given us in our mansions and our houses. But they're soon going to pass away. We're soon going to pass away. And this psalmist here is telling us that he who dwells in the secret place. Didn't Jesus tell us that we should go to our secret closet and close the door, and that we should pray? And if God, who hears us in secret, will reward us openly, I'm a witness. There she is. Amen. I'm a true witness that He will do it. Won't He do it? Nights, sometimes long. No one knows what you're going through or what's happening in your life. Sometimes you toss and turn. Maybe nobody have ever had that experience but me. Toss and turn at night. Lord, what can I do? What shall I do? If you would just give me a little peace that I can sleep so I can get up the next morning and go to work on time. Have you ever had that experience? I'm sure many of you have. But God will come and answer your prayers in the middle of the night sometimes. Didn't Paul and Silas pray at midnight? Yeah. Amen. The scripture said they did, didn't they? And what happened? The jail just rocked the boat. Come on. Help me a little bit here now. Amen. Didn't they do it? He will come. And He will answer your prayer. I like this where it says, "Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare." Trouble is all in this world, isn't it? Every day is so sad that people are being destroyed because of their religion, their belief in God. And we know that the devil is rampant, isn't he? We can see it. We can see it in the scripture. It is in the scriptures that these are the days, the last days. Yes. But by the same token, God expects us to do what He has called us to do. I'm telling you, you who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, it's not that we don't worry. If any one of us in here today say, "Oh, I'm not worried." Yes, you are worried. You may not be worried about situations here and situations there and over there, but you are worried. Are you not? Sometimes worry will slip on you and you don't even know it. But through this scripture, I gathered that the psalmist says here, "Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare." From the things that even you may not know about, But the devil is busy, y'all. He's busy. Amen. He's busy. I heard a great preacher, he's passed away now, Dr. E.V. Hill, Los Angeles Tabernacle Baptist Church, preached his wife eulogy. And he said, if God gave the devil the power, think about it, if God gave him the power, we would be all dead by nightfall. Think about that. God is great, isn't he? He is the greatest, isn't he? He has all power, hasn't he? So if you dwell in him, we're not perfect. All of us are sinners, but he gives us grace that when we pray about a situation, when we ask him to help us in a situation, he will help us. Won't he do it? I'm a witness. I'm a witness that he'll do it. That he'll do it. There are those who feel that their place of dwelling, and I'm not criticizing anybody's place of dwelling, but by the same token, we all need somewhere to reside. We all need somewhere. Don't we do it? We need somewhere to reside. But don't forget, one of these days, that house on, we have a place in Maryland called Knobs Hill. We have a place called Butcher's Hill. We have one Rolling Hill. All of the beautiful homes and places there where folk dwell. But what's in your heart? What is your heart right with God? Is it right with God? Have you prayed today? Have you read your scripture today? And have you gone on your knees and thanked God for all that he has done for you, in you, and through you, because he works through us? The psalmist is saying that if you have a dwelling place with God, you don't have to worry. But if you don't have a dwelling place with God, you ought to have one. You ought to know that God sent his only begotten Son, that through him we may have a right to the tree of life. You will not fear, I'm on the fifth verse, the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. We realize that there are a lot of plagues out there. Dear Lord, I don't know if you know about Maryland, but there's a county where so many kids are destroying their lives on dope. And it hurts. It really hurts. Young people are destroying themselves. Isn't that the work of the devil? It certainly is. So we try to do the best we can. I am so thankful for these children here. I call them children. I remember when all of them were born, that they saw something in me, the Spirit of the Lord, in the grandfather and grandmother, that they would want to follow after Uncle Jay or Granddaddy or Grandma. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We have got to teach our children, grandchildren, that there is a better way. And if we would elect to dwell in the house of the Lord, then we must follow his commandments. We must live according to his word. And all the word that I know in the scripture is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy might. It's not a hard thing to do. It's not a hard thing to do. But you have to, in order to be in the secret place of the Almighty. If you want to dwell in the secret place of the Almighty, pray about it if you have a shortcoming. Pray about it if somebody gets on your nerve. Yes, if someone gets on your nerve, and I know that somebody has gotten on your nerve, you're not going to sit there and say that, oh, Reverend, no. But somebody has gotten on your nerve, and you must pray about it. We're human, aren't we? Amen. Aren't we? Amen. And I know that somebody somewhere have plucked your last nerve. Amen. Pray about it. Walk away sometime and say, Lord, just give me the strength just to tolerate this that I'm going through. And he'll do it. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. May I share this with you? I was contracting here. Installing a kitchen in Owens Mills. Some of you may know where it is. Had one carpenter working at the time. The house was just ready to be occupied. The new stove came in, ladies, with the glass top. Michael was putting the molding in the cabinets, and all of a sudden he laid the hammer down too hard and broke the glass burners on the stove. I heard it. I was in the other room. And I walked in. I said, Mike, what happened? I don't know. I don't know. Michael, what happened? I don't know. It just broke. I'm telling you, I'm an old army man. I was a drill sergeant. I looked to heaven. Lord, bridle my tongue. Amen. And I walked out, my brother. I had to get out. I may have exploded, I don't know, but thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus that he will calm the storm in your life. That he will cause you to go to a place of refuge. Outside of that house was my place for refuge. But I would not bring up the old man in me. My niece just said she's never heard me use a bad word. I didn't do it when I was in the army. I didn't do it when I was in the army. I don't know what they called me. But I didn't. Just isn't my nature because of the training. And because of my family, that God wanted to use me. And he used me as an example for these young ones. And think about that wherever you go. Whatever you come in contact with, whomever you come in contact with, the Lord is always with you because he is in you. And he's in us. I felt it this morning in the spirit, all of the singing and the praising of God this morning. What a delight to be where there's saints of God who has given themselves to the Lord and trying to do the best. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And I'm so grateful that the psalmist said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. As long, I don't need a mansion, as long as the Lord covers me with his spirit, as long as I can just say one word for Jesus, as long as I love to visit the seniors, it's in my soul, it's in my heart. I commune with seniors in the county, and I love to hear their testimonies, how the Lord has brought them, what the Lord has done for them. And so it helps me in my occupation when I meet people, that someone may know that I've been with the Lord Jesus Christ. I felt the Spirit this morning. Tears was rolling down my eyes because of my sisters. I was so kind when my wife passed away. All of my relatives. And we just love the Lord. If you want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, ask God to continually renew you. Come into my heart. Renew me every day. We're not perfect. And don't think I'm perfect. None of us are perfect. But thanks be to God.
Yes.
As Paul said, who giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Work while it's day, for night cometh when no man can work. And I'll guarantee you through this word that your dwelling place, after we leave this side of the Jordan, and when we're on the other side of the Jordan, what a great, 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 great time that we'll have, because we prayed, and in our hearts, our dwelling place is not here, but it's over there. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. You pray for me, and I'm going to continually pray for you. Thank God for His Word. Thank God for the Spirit that dwells in this place. Thank God for all of you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May heaven smile upon you.